Let me ask you, Health Secretary, about another thorny issue for the health service. This continuing issue with waiting times exceeding targets. There's a story in the Daily Record this morning of an 84-year-old man, John McGarrity, who had to wait in hospital on a trolley in a ward in the cold, well beyond the 4 hours. In fact, there was a sign up in the hospital saying waiting times for a bed were six to eight hours. That's about double the time it should take to get patients a bed.
Well, I've already made it absolutely clear in that incident it's totally unacceptable, and the Health Board has apologised, and I'm insisting the Health Board puts in place the necessary procedures to make sure that doesn't happen again. I have to say, though, Hayley, that the reports appearing in Reporting Scotland from Eleanor Bradford over the last week have been absolutely full of factual inaccuracies, and many of the stories that she claims to be fact are not fact at all.
Well, these are stories,
I think the BBC really needs to get its facts right on the waiting time targets.
But it's quite clear there are a number of incidents like this all over the country. It's not just down to one health board itself. I mean, it's easy for you to say you've spoken to the trust of the health board and telling them to put their house in order. But is there not more you can do to make sure it actually happens? I mean, the hospitals are dealing with, obviously, huge strain on resources.
Well, we are dealing with it. For example, last week the BBC said that there was a massive backlog of people in the Guarantee Group in the Grampian area. There was no such backlog at all. Everybody in the Grampian area waiting for a scan had been treated within the waiting time target. Similarly, the claims made by the BBC about Highland Board were factually inaccurate. So what I'm saying is I do not deny there are individual incidents where something goes wrong. But what I am saying is there is not a general problem. In general, we are meeting our waiting time targets to a very high standard.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the BBC will stick very firmly by its story raised last week.
Well, I think the BBC I realise the big cuts at BBC Scotland, but I think basic journalistic honesty is a requirement of any public broadcaster.
Well, I don't think that's being compromised, Health Secretary.
Well, I do. I'm sorry. I think you should listen to where we're pointing out the factual inaccuracies.
What more can you do, though?
Mind up as to whether you've fallen down in your own standards. Well-